Coming up on All Access.
6 minutes.
All right, can we write this name down?
Okay. The New England Patriots select Jamie Collins, linebacker, Southern Mississippi.
I have a lot of, you know, versatility, you know, to go along with my play. So I feel like that's an advantage, you know, that I use, you know, for me against my competition.
You know, we felt like we were able to improve our team, take advantage of some of the opportunities that were presented to us.
NFL draft is in the books. It's time now to see if any of the class of 2013 can contribute to the Patriots this year. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. New England entered last weekend with just 5 selections. But in typical Bill Belichick fashion, they wheeled and dealed their way to 7 picks over 3 days. Let's get started by taking you exclusively into the Patriots draft room on night number 1. Dan Roach is our guide.
As the night progressed, the Patriots' brain trust was on the clock at number 29, discussing a trade.
Hello? We're Bill's on the phone with another team right now. I think we could do it. Yeah, just call me back. Okay, thanks. George? You'll do that? All right, we'll get back to you here in a minute. Okay, thanks. Yeah, bye. You're good. I'm in.
Well, the 7-5.
229. All right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Let me do
that. Hey, Rick.
All right, we'll go ahead and do that. And I just talked to George about 229. So it's 29 for 52, 83, 102, and 229. Okay, I'll call Joel here in a minute. Okay, great. Thanks, Rick. Yeah, you got it. Bye.
All right, we're moving this. Take care, Jimmy.
Okay.
I'm standing here for the New England Patriots representing the Patriot Nation, and they have traded their 29th pick to the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, that's cool.
We're joined now by Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. Surprise, not surprise, they traded. Did we all know this was coming? Because it happens all the time.
Yeah, I think we expected it, but I do think it was the right move. I think that you look at the board, I think most of the guys that we really liked, the Trufants, Dayton Jones, Sylvester Williams, they were all gone. 23 might be a little bit further down than I wanted to go, mm-hmm. but the trade made a lot of sense.
4 picks for 1?
Yeah, I think that's the key. 4 picks for 1, Steve. What you want to avoid is passing on a player like Clay Matthews, like 2009. Right. When I looked at the players that went between 29 and 52 where they picked, I didn't see anyone like that.
All right, guys, we'll stick around. We got a lot more draft talk coming up a little later on in the show. We'll be back with more Patriots All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We'll meet one of the newest members of the Patriots, rookie Jamie Collins.
I was watching the draft, you know, just waiting on my name to be called, waiting on that phone call.
And later, we recap the draft with head coach Bill Belichick.
You never know how it's going to go. You just have to be ready to react and take it as it comes.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
This Patriots All Access draft special is presented by Putnam Investments. Celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now. Thank you.
This segment of Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting draft fact. The four draft picks that New England received in the round one trade with Minnesota represents the most ever collected by the Patriots in a single trade during draft weekend under Bill Belichick. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
So after Thursday night, the Patriots picked up additional picks. Let's go back inside the draft room. It's Friday night where the action picks up.
All right, Jimmy, write this name down.
Okay.
Jamie Collins, linebacker, Southern Miss.
With the 52nd pick overall, the Patriots were off and running.
Hey, Jamie, it's Coach Belichick. How you doing? Hey, we're about ready to select you and make you a New England Patriot.
Well, I read a lot about your background, and I really appreciate people who have gone through adversity the way you have and are as mentally tough and strong, and really look forward to meeting you and greeting you and having you be a New England Patriot.
Seven picks later, New England was on the clock again.
How much time, Jimmy?
2:10.
So that's six, Nick. Six DBs.
Six DBs.
Six DBs, but 10 front seven guys.
Right.
All right, go ahead, Jimmy. Turn it in.
Aaron Dobson, wide receiver, Marshall.
Aaron, welcome to the Patriots. I heard you're a pretty good basketball player. You're probably not as good as I am, though. You think you could take me? Okay.
In the third round, New England tapped into a familiar program.
Logan Ryan, defensive back, Rutgers.
We're good, right?
Yeah, let it go.
Let it go. Logan Ryan, defensive back, Rutgers.
Hey, Logan, it's Coach Belichick. How you doing?
Good. Good. I'm getting ready to select you here, so you're going to be a New England Patriot.
Congratulations to you. That's pretty cool, huh? You got your buddy Devin up here.
Eight picks later, there were trade possibilities, but the Patriots went back to Rutgers.
I think we're probably going to stay. Right, I'll call you back in a minute, but just a heads up, I think we're probably staying. Okay, yep. All right, Daron Harmon, defensive back, Rutgers, Jimmy.
Okay.
This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
So great stuff from inside the draft room. I'm Jackie Britton, and I'm pleased to be joined by the Patriots' first pick this year, Jamie Collins. Jamie, why don't you start by talking about what were you doing when you got the phone call from Belichick?
I was watching the draft, you know, just waiting on my name to be called, waiting on that phone call, just sitting with my family, just sitting there waiting.
Has it hit you yet that you're here and that you'll be playing in the NFL?
I told my sister it didn't. It haven't hit me just yet, but I know when it do, you know, it's gonna feel good. But you know, I'm ready for the challenge.
What was it like touring the stadium and kind of seeing what it's all about up here? What has it sunk in yet?
Yeah, you know, it's like I'm really finna be playing, you know, on an NFL team, you know, at New England, you know, a great place. And it's just, you know, it's an honor, you know, honor to be here.
Well, is there anyone here on the team that you're really excited to play with and to be a part of?
Well, Tom Brady, of course. You know, having him as a teammate, just like, you know, having Bill Belichick as a coach, you know, it's an honor.
So you're kind of a jack-of-all-trades kind of player. You did a little bit of special teams. You played defensive back, linebacker, and defensive end. Is that something that you think Belichick saw in you and said, you know what, I want that guy on my team?
Yeah, you know, I have a pretty good feeling, you know, that's the reason, you know. That's because, you know, people think that I have a lot of, you know, versatility, you know, to go along with my play. So I feel like that's an advantage, you know, that I use, you know, for me against my competition.
I know that you mentioned on the conference call that fishing is a hobby of yours. Can you just talk a little bit about that? It's kind of unique.
Yeah, you know, that's what I do, you know, keep me out of trouble, keep me from being bored. You know, I go out fishing, bass fish. That's all I fish for is bass. But, you know, it just, it just relaxes me. You know, I can go out and fish no matter what. You know, I can be sad, go out and fish, and I'd be happy again. You know, it's just something I grew up doing a lot, and I love it.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach. Coach Belichick joins me now. And, Coach, how'd the draft go? I know you being you, you love to prepare and you always have that plan. Things never go to plan during the draft. But for the most part, how do you feel?
Well, I think that's the plan. You got to be able to adjust to whatever happens. And, you know, we felt like we were able to improve our team, take advantage of some of the opportunities that were presented to us. But you never know how it's going to go. You just have to be ready to react and take it as it comes.
All right, let's look at your first rookie drafted. You've worked Collins out personally. Now, you've worked a lot of players out personally, but what stood out from what you saw in him when you were able to work with him one-on-one?
Well, Jamie's an interesting guy. He, you know, played quarterback in high school, came to Southern Miss as a secondary player, ended up being a defensive lineman this past year. So he's versatile. He's done a lot of different things. He's a good athlete and has been bumped around a little bit. So we'll see if when we settle him down, if he can become, you know, a good player in a specific role.
Okay, Foxborough seems to be becoming the Northeast annex of Rutgers University, whatever you want to term it. Very unusual that three players, specifically in a secondary, get drafted for the same team, yet you've done it before, you know, Florida, but yet that was a national championship team. You have a lot of Florida players. What's the connection to Rutgers? Why have they developed players that seem, boy, I want to get these type of players to be on our football team?
Yeah, well, I'd say more coincidence than anything. It certainly wasn't a plan. But all those guys obviously were seniors. They were had good careers at the school, been very productive players. They've been well coached. They're smart guys, and they work at football. And I'd say probably that's one thing that Coach Shiano recruited at Rutgers were guys that were really dedicated to football, were smart, that were kind of are similar to the type of guys that we have in our program. So. Maybe that's a little more than a coincidence, but the fact that they were all from that school is certainly nothing we planned.
All right, seems like we're getting back to football here finally. You know, you got the veterans in, and you've had a chance to work them out on the field. The rookies come in over the weekend. Do you really start to integrate those guys into the aspect of the team now?
Oh, we'll get the rookies into it as soon as we can. Right now, what the veterans are doing with the off-season program is something that in a rookie minicamp, I just don't think the rookies are ready for that. They need an orientation period. Kind of a break-in period to what we do in our system, and they don't even know where to play or anything. So it's there are different stages right now, but it'll all come together pretty soon, and then the rookies will start to mainstream with everybody else, and they'll catch up as quickly as they can.
All right, right before the draft, you guys are basically 24/7 football. You're watching a ton of film. You saw what happened in our city, you know, the tragedy at the marathon, the aftermath. Talk about the Watertown police hoodie, how that came to be.
Yeah, well, just, you know, support the people that protect our freedom. And whether that be the military or the police, the local police, the state police, and those are the people that allow us to do what we do. And without our freedom and without them protecting it, we wouldn't have what we have. So hats off to them.
All right, Coach, good luck in rookie mini camp this weekend.
Appreciate it, Zoe. Thanks.
Care. There's your coach. We'll see more Patriots All Access right after this.
This Patriots All Access Draft Special is presented by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, now is what we make it. Grab a Pepsi and some friends and get out there and live it. It's time to live for now.
We're back here now with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. More draft talk, hopefully a lot more draft talk. Their number one pick. Were you surprised they went with Collins?
I loved the pick. And, some people really like this guy, and they had him in the first round. Pete Prisco was one who had him going to the Patriots at 29. So you get him at 52. I think that's a really good deal. I think he's extremely athletic, Steve, and I think this defense is dying for a playmaking type. Now, I don't think he'll come in and immediately set the world on fire. I think he's going to probably have to play in sub packages, but I love the potential of this pick, and I can't wait to see how Bill Belichick decides to use him.
Yeah. Did you see this one coming, Collins?
I was surprised, Steve, only because we talked about areas they might go leading into the draft, and what did we say? We said receiver, maybe cornerback, right, maybe defensive line, maybe offensive line. The idea of a linebacker is a little bit off the radar from what I projected going into the draft, but like Paul said, the athleticism is what stands out, and I keep going back to the way the game is played now. You know, back in the previous drafts of Belichick in the early years, always went for those bigger guys, the Wilforks, the Warrens, the Seymours. Now he's going for these hybrid types more and more. Players he was reluctant to maybe go with earlier in his tenure, and I think it reflects how the game has changed. It's played more in space. You need more athletes.
Well, plus he needs linebackers that can cover some people as well. Well, let's talk about the Patriots receiving corps, because right now there's a brand new set coming in. Out with the old, in with the new. And Brady's got to get acclimated to these guys.
Yeah, and I like the idea of sort of doubling up, too. You get two receivers, just like you got the two tight ends. You took two sort of edge players last year, two running backs a few years ago with Ridley and Vereen. I like Dobson, and I really, really like Boyce. I think, again, the athleticism that you see with Boyce, I think Dobson's a pretty good athlete, too, but I don't think he has the sheer speed, the downfield speed that maybe Boyce can provide. And I think this is an opportunity where you're not putting it all on one kid. You're not saying, hey, listen, you have to go out there and be a 75, 80 catch guy for us. You have two guys here. If you can get contributions from one of them, great. If both of them contribute, then all of a sudden you've replaced your receiving core in 1 year. And I think that's sort of the interesting part of this whole thing. I know Mike asked Bill a lot of questions about that at the draft.
Bill calling it almost like a redo of the receiver position. And what's fascinating to me is, where have they leaned in the past at the receiver position? To veterans. Let's go with Moss, Welker. Let's make an offer sheet to Emmanuel Sanders, Chad Ochocinco. Drafting and developing receivers has been something, quite honestly, they've struggled with a little bit, but they were put in a position this year where that turned out to be their best avenue to fill the position. It's going to be intriguing to watch.
All right, the Patriots bring in defensive backs, but what is the issue with the love affair with Rutgers?
Listen, it's an interesting thing. I know that some of the smart guys on Twitter were saying, you know, why couldn't Steve Belichick have gone to Alabama instead of Rutgers? Maybe that would be our pipeline, but listen, obviously Bill is comfortable with these guys. He feels like they play defense with an NFL style. They come in NFL ready, I think was the term that he used. I think McCourty was an example of a guy who was ready to play immediately. Now he's now since moved from corner to safety, right, so you could certainly argue that pick.
But you're all right about that.
With Logan Ryan, I think this is a really solid pick. I think he was, by all accounts, sort of a third-round corner. His speed was not quite elite, and I think that's what knocked him from, say, a little bit higher down to the third round. The safety is the one, I think, Harmon, is the one that all had us scratching our heads, and Bill seems to make one of those picks every year.
He does, and I think you ask, like, what's the love affair? Obviously, the connection is with Greg Schiano, now the Buccaneers head coach, and it's that his program is somewhat similar to the Patriots program. So Belichick has a comfort level that the player coming out of there is going to be able to adapt to a pretty demanding, rigid program. Like Paul said, I mean, you can get guys like that at Alabama with Nick Saban, so why so much to Rutgers? I think part of its circumstance, Ryan, the right pick at the right time, the safety, maybe that's one where you look at and say, did he go too far?
Time will tell how all these picks turn out. I'll say that right now. Hopefully they will. Hopefully the Patriots have just reloaded.
Athleticism, Steve. I think that's the big word.
That's
athleticism.
The thing.
A lot of picks on defense over the last 2 years, too.
Which is something they need.
Thanks,
all right,
Steve.
Guys, thank you very much. That'll do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. For Mike Reese and Paul Perillo, I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.